thou sacred book of books into which the humble looks. Here, within thy precious pages, wisdom, light, the rock of ages, here, king's highway, heaven's portal, crimson cross and life immortal. Here, my eternal soul is fed. Here, storms are made to cease. Here, Christ rose up from the dead, King of Kings and Prince of Peace. The Bible is God's guidebook, good book, God book. It has the answer to every problem you have. God offers a solution for every malady of mankind. I surrender all. I remember being embedded with a U.S. rifle company, walking through the jungles of Vietnam, wondering what is wrong with people. What's wrong with people? What's going on in the world? And by the grace of God, I was able to discover that the same problem the world had was the problem I had. The problem is, as I say, not a skin problem. The problem is a sin problem. The problem is not a race problem. The problem is a grace problem. The problem is not a job problem. It's a God problem. And I discovered that my problem was the same problem that the world was struggling with, and only Jesus Christ can solve it. I came to a place in my life where I said, I surrender. And maybe there's someone here that's wondering why their life is in turmoil, why their life is in chaos. And the answer is sin. And God has the answer and solution to sin. Surrender all. Come out with your hands up. Come out with your hands up. That's what the police say. Surrender. And find how gracious God is. Matthew chapter 23 and verse 37, the Lord Jesus gives a lamentation. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Happy Mother's Day. I do not believe in evolution. I do not believe that we evolved from apes and monkeys. I said that. If it were not for women, men would be living in caves. What's up with that? How come we don't hear women asking for a woman cave? You've heard of a man cave. You see, they have one already. It's called a house. Left to themselves, men can be weird. That's why God said it's not good for a man to be alone. If he were alone, he may never get up off the lazy boy to turn off the TV. Women need him to get up and hang the curtains Without women, men would not have curtains. No, without women, men would not even have windows. Without women, toilet seats would always be up. No. Probably without women, there would not even be toilets. And so thank God for women. They are sanitary. They are clean. They are God's answer to Darwin. Without them, we would be apes. And so on Mother's Day, thank God for mothers. Amen. They tucked you in at night and helped you say your prayers. They taught you wrong from right. When hurt, they wiped your tears. They were the first to point the way. Yes, we thank God for them on Mother's Day. Mothers have the greatest and hardest job in the world. There is no other enterprise on earth that can compare to the importance of the product they produce. There is no other industry outside the mysteries of heaven that is more vital to national security and national defense than motherhood. Perhaps some of you remember the riots some years back in Baltimore, Maryland. While Baltimore was on fire, erupting in anarchy, and rocks were raining down on the police force, the governor and mayor were arguing about jurisdiction and authority, and if the National Guard should be deployed. Teenagers outraged by a sense of injustice in the death of another black man in police custody were whipped into a frenzy by community disorganizers, anarchists, and agitators. Frustration erupted in an explosion of rage, and the authorities were back on their heels. Then something happened in the midst of all of the chaos. One mother, just one, recognized her son in the midst of the mob, face masked, with a brick in his hand. Forget the National Guard. Forget the Highway Patrol. Forget the Marines. A mother's love kicked into action, not to save the world or Baltimore, but to save her son. She physically disciplined her flesh and blood as a lioness would cuff an unruly cub on the Serengeti. Earlier that day, she warned him not to join the mayhem, and he promised he wouldn't, but he broke his promise. Spotting him, she waded through the madness and brought one child to his senses and brought him home. Where were all the other mothers, the defenders and keepers of the home? Where were they? God bless the mother that rises up to stand in the gap, to train up a child in the way that he should go, that when he is old, he'll not depart from it. Mothers have been doing that since the beginning of time. Forget nuclear missiles, Abrams tanks. What America needs is an army of mothers who rise up as instruments of God to save one soul at a time. America needs a revival of motherhood. America needs godly mothers, not hip-hop mothers, not Hollywood mothers, not cosmopolitan magazine mothers, but God-fearing mothers, spiritual tiger mom mothers, and God-loving lioness mothers who not only know God but realize that motherhood is the hand of God in every civilized neighborhood and nation. The devil knows the importance and the significance of motherhood, and that is why it is under attack as never before. Thank God for mothers. Before she held you in her arms, she held you in her heart. She felt you kick and move around the first time with a start. She prayed for you, chose pink or blue. She laughed and also cried. Sometimes she went through hell for you in childbirth, almost died. Then at last she held you fast and laid you on her breast. There's no one who cared more for you or wished for you the best. When you were sick with worried look, she felt your fevered brow. She made things work like miracles. To this day you don't know how. She somehow mended and made ends meet, prepared your very favorite and called you in to eat. She watched you grow and then to go off to school or war. Then she prayed each day she'd see your face once more. She the first to mention him, High who reigns above, who gave you your first glimpse of him in a mother's love. Build a house, but it takes a mother to make a home. A father may put a roof over your head, but a mother is the first to put hope in your heart. David said in Psalm 22, I learned to hope on my mother's breast. Think about that. From our mother, we first learned to hope. From our mother, we first learned to trust or to believe in someone. And lastly, from our mother, we first learned what it is to be loved and to love someone. And God knows she loved you. Love suffers long and is kind. Love envieth not. Love vaunteth not itself, it is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly. Maybe other women, but not your mother. Seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. A mother rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, and when she was looking into your little trusting eyes when she held you in her arms. She hopeth all things for you, and God knows she loved you. For love endureth all things. And somehow you knew, as you relaxed in her arms and she comforted you, that her love would never fail or run out. Thank God for good and godly mothers. It is as if the lament of Jesus is the final and last word to a people who rejected him, their last hope, their only savior, before the cross. God offered himself and offers himself today, but forces himself on them. These are the words of the Lord to a nation that rejects him. There is no hint of anger, only pity. These words could be said to any person, family, or nation that rejects the Savior and his saving grace. But in the middle of this lamentation, there is a metaphor that we would do well to note, for it describes the heart of God and the nature of God, and it speaks to the subject of our lesson today, mother love. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen, a mother hen, gathered her biddies under her wings, and ye would not. Jesus speaks of a mother hen and her little biddies, and how much like God that all men would flee under the protection of his wing. This morning, I'd like to turn your attention to the way of a mother's love. The mother calls her children by name. The mother cares about her children. Jerusalem, Jerusalem. Oh, how the heart of God must have been broken. It was the city set on a hill to be a light and a witness to the world, an example of God's people and God's best, the answer to a million prayers. And when God himself comes into the world to visit, walk through its streets, he's despised and rejected. They shoot out their lip, they shake their head, they mock him as he goes to the cross. Before that day, Jesus felt the weight of that on his heart and that rejection. A mother who knows her children and calls them by name, he must have said, shaking his head, lamenting as he witnessed the city before his eyes, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. How many mothers have done the same? Shaking her head, oh Johnny, oh Johnny. The mother begs him not to go out into the world and embrace the things of the world. She pleads with him to turn away from darkness and to turn to the light. She begs him not to go, and she lays her body down at the threshold of the apartment doorway. Please don't go. Johnny, please don't go. She calls him by name, and Jesus calls Jerusalem by name. A mother, a good mother, is always concerned about her children. especially about their health and their safety. The name of a child is special and precious to a mother. Sometimes the name is spoken with pride. Johnny is taking the bar exam. He's going to be a great lawyer. He's finished all of his courses at Harvard. We're so proud of Johnny. Sometimes she speaks his name with pride as he succeeds and rises to the occasion, as it is often in the Bible. God calls the name, as Jesus did when he saw Mary in the garden. He said, "Mary." He recognized his voice and her name and turned around. The good mother calls and speaks the name like no one else can speak it. The name sometimes is spoken in a whisper, perhaps with a feeling of disappointment. A mother wants the best for her children. Jerusalem was that city set on a hill, and all the world would be able to watch this child of God as a showcase material. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 16, the Bible says that God was not ashamed to call them his own. I wonder if sometimes you made your mother ashamed that you were her child. That would be an awful thing. A child left to himself, the Bible says in Proverbs 29:15, a child left to himself will bring his mother to shame. There's the way of a mother's love. Second, there's the work of a mother's love. After the hen lays the eggs, she must sit on them. Motherhood is more than laying eggs. A hen will sit on her eggs until they're hatched. She will protect her young, sometimes at risk of her own life. The work of a mother and a mother's love is hard work. No mother should say, "I don't work." A mother's work is endless. Mothers don't leave your nest too soon or too early. Your children need you. The cowbird lays her eggs in the nest of another to raise. Don't do it, if at all possible. Don't turn your little biddies over to the Philistines to be taught. It breaks my heart to see mothers today abandon the high and holy calling of motherhood to sit in an office somewhere and answer the telephone or to work behind a sales counter if they don't have to. Little as much when God is in it. I would just say that better to have a can of pork and beans every day of the week and to be there for your children and to live in palaces and castles and take vacations to Hawaii and let your children grow up like wild potatoes in the field. There is a high and holy calling in motherhood. There's no higher calling in all of earth. It's the one profession that God Almighty established himself. And no nation can be secure politically or militarily, safe and secure, if there's not a mother at home taking care of her little biddies. First, there's a way of a mother's love. Second, there's the work of a mother's love. Third, there's the warmth of a mother's love. The warmest place in the barn yard is beneath the mother hen's wings. Soft down, one of the softest and warmest substances known on earth. No little chicken need be cold as long as it has a mother with wings. In this cold world, God bless the mother. Mothers who warm their young with love, affection, and attention. Some say there is a rash of attention deficit order in children today, and I have always suspected that it's not the child that has the disease, but it's the mother. For some reason, cannot focus and pay attention to the children. The psalmist compared God to this in Psalm 91:4. He shall cover thee with his feathers. And so, are you tired of a cold world? Come beneath the warm feathers of God. Though millions have come, there's still room for one. There's room at the cross for you. And the warmth of a mother's blood. There in that cold world, Jesus stood alone outside that city. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often, but you would not. Number four, there's the wonder of a mother's love. A mother is still a mother and still has hope no matter how bad her children might be. And it's hard to explain except that she bore that child and hopes for that child and prayed for that child while she rocked him in her arms. Thou that killest the prophets, said Jesus. Jerusalem mistreated many who were sent from God, yet God still loved her. Jerusalem played the harlot, was unfaithful, but like Hosea and Gomer, God loved her still. A mother's love does not give up easy. A mother will pray and hang in there. A mother is a wonder, and it's the wonder that God does not give up on us. How bad, stubborn, how disobedient we are. Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 2. I have brought up children, and they have rebelled against me, said God. Children rebelled against their mother and fathers, and yet they still love them. It's a wonder, and we see that. There's nothing on earth that can compare at all to the love of God, except the mother's love. She loves to the end, the wonder of a mother's love. I remember visiting Sing Sing prison, visit someone who had reaped what he sowed and had to go through 20 different guard gates, lockdowns, and frisks to get inside that jail, and I remember how grateful I was to be able to get out. Every one of those prisoners had a mother that wept and cried, and yet, as awful as they were, all the deeds that they've done, they're the last to give up. Even so, when there was still capital punishment and people were sent to the electric chair, and people would sometimes go to the prison and cheer on the electrocution, there was one figure in the crowd that was different than all the others. She would stand outside the chain link fence, weep, because she still loved her own. That's the wonder of a mother's love, but there's a love far greater. It's the love of God, and I wish everyone here would know it. Number five, there's a warning of a mother's love. A mother's job is more than warming. A mother's job is warning. Psalm 19 tells us that by the word of God, we are warned. The shadow of a bird of prey sweeps across a barnyard and a hen begins to cluck. It's the sound of warning. Little biddies who have never been to school understand the danger in the tone of her voice. They flee to safety under her wings. The shadow of the prince of the power of the air streaks across the sky in this world. God, like a mother, warns the children. Mothers, warn your children. The wages of sin is death. Evil, evil activities will destroy their soul. If a mother fails to warn her little ones, they may be carried away in the talons of the wicked one. Jerusalem played the harlot and forgot the danger. When God called, they did not listen. It was only 30 years later that Eagle of Rome came and destroyed the whole city and tore it down and set it on fire. No wonder Jesus was crying. Number six, there's the wealth of a mother's love. Jesus said, how often mother love never seems to tire of warning, and they should not. It's a sad excuse of a mother if she allows her children to play with fire. The new mother wants to be friends. Some mothers allow their children even to call them by their first name. Your child can have many friends, but only one mother. Don't rob them of that. Your child needs a mother. Number seven, there's the weeping of a mother's love. Mothers cry when their hearts are broken. Better for your children to weep now than for you to weep all the rest of their days later. Train up a child in the way that he shall go, and when he's old, he'll not depart from it. Number eight, there's the weakness of a mother's love. You do your part. You pray. You put God first in your life and in your home. Then the rest is up to the child. The children must make their own decision. They must make up their own mind. If a chick will not come to safety when the hawk is overhead, it is not the mother's fault. Jesus said, but ye would not. Mother's love cannot save a single soul. You need Jesus for that. Thank God for your mother, the one who loved you. Although you didn't deserve it many times, she loved you still. It has held the world together, and we say thank you to our mothers. But there is a higher love, a greater love, the love of God. There's room under mothers and fathers' wings, only so much. Children need to discover the wings of God when they hear his voice, to flee to him for safety. The Bible says, though your mother and your father forsake you, the Lord will lift you up. I remember playing stickball in the streets of New York, and suddenly a window would go up and a mother would stick her head out the window and call, Johnny. And although there were six or seven Johnnies, the one Johnny recognized the voice. He would say, fellas, I gotta go. My mother is calling. She called his name and he recognized it immediately. Well, God is calling somebody's name here this morning. God loves you so much, he sent his son into the world to die on a cross for you, that you might have eternal life and be in the Father's house forever. I wish everyone here had a godly mother, but I know for some that's not the case. But I'm glad to tell you this morning that there's a God in heaven that loves you more than any mother ever could. So much so that he sent his son to die for you on the cross. come to Jesus. I wish Jerusalem had done so, but it did not. What America needs, I believe, is a revival of motherhood. But more than that, America needs Jesus. America's never going to be great again, if it ever was, without Jesus. For Jesus said, without me, ye can do nothing. And so I hold up Jesus to you this morning, and I ask you to flee to him as your Lord and as your Savior. For all the sin sick, he's the cure. For all the lost, the way. For all the outcasts, he's the door. He's the potter. I'm the clay. For all the darkness, he's the light. For all the hungry, bread. For all the weary, he is rest. And as judge, he'll raise the dead. He's the maker, master, king, Lord of life and everything, the spotless sacrifice for sin, Savior for all. Believe in him. Father, thank you. Thank you for your love and the love wherewith you loved us. Lord, we witness our Savior weeping over a city. We thank you that he did more than shed tears. He did more than cry. He laid down his life to die. Thank you, Lord, that he kept his word. And on the third day, he rose again victorious. And now he calls out to the world yet today. I pray that some would hear his voice and respond and trust him as Lord and Savior. We thank you for our mothers who suffered, sacrificed, who made us feel secure, for those who provided the warmth and the love we needed to survive. And I pray, Lord, that our hearts would be filled with gratitude and that we will honor them or honor their memory by living a godly life and carrying the light of your word into a dark world. I pray, Lord, that you bless this assembly, that it would be a grace place where people would find the answer to their greatest problems, which was taken care of 2,000 years ago on. And someone here in this city come to faith in Christ because of the witness and the light that shines forth in this place. Pray that you go with us today. Help us, Lord, to have hearts filled with praise and gratitude for those that raised us, cared for us, loved us, and remember that you love us more. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.